Good afternoon on a summer Tuesday. This is Bill Allen coming to you live from downtown Tyler, Texas, where it is a bit warm. It is the first week of August, and that means if you're in Texas, it's hot. And we're probably going to see our first 100 degree days here in Tyler, Texas this week, which actually is a little bit later than some other years, so no complaints. We've had some good rain even during the summer a little bit. And we'll see what the rest of the summer holds. But glad to have you joining along with me as we join our study through Eflagard Smith's The Daily Bible in Chronological Order. But since it is August the 6th, I've got to point out this little gal right here. This is our granddaughter, Ella Mae Tindall. Happy, happy birthday to you, Ella Mae. She is a wonderful 12-year-old girl now, and we couldn't be prouder of her. Love you so much. She is an absolute delight and a bunch of fun, and we are excited about all that's ahead for her and excited about getting to see her soon. And in the meantime, wishing her across the airwaves a wonderful, happy, happy birthday. Today, we are also going to be talking about a young person. Only this person happened to be the king of the southern kingdom of Judah, reigning as a descendant of Kings David and Solomon in Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. And that king's name was King Josiah. Josiah happened to be a very faithful king. You can't find any more faithful kings in Israel and Judah than these two kings of Judah. Hezekiah, that we talked about recently, he reigned in the 700s BC in the time of Isaiah, and King Josiah. Josiah is only 8 years old when he becomes king, and it's in the year 640 BC, so 100 or so years after his ancestor Hezekiah. And Josiah becomes king at age 8, and then at age 16, scripture says he began to seek the Lord. And at age 20, he began to lead great reforms in the southern kingdom of Judah among God's people, because even though Hezekiah had brought them great reforms, his son Manasseh, remember, had had a lot of difficulties until he finally repented later in life after being taken as an exile himself and a prisoner to Babylon. But now, now his son, Manasseh's son, Amon, was unfaithful, and he only reigned a couple years. And now it is Josiah at age eight, who becomes king in 640 BC. Jeremiah is preaching during this time. Jeremiah is called to preach around the 13th year of Josiah's reign. So just about the time that King Josiah is around 20 or 21 years old, Jeremiah begins to preach, and Josiah obviously is affected by this great preaching, and that's probably a good reason why we find so many of his great reforms. The way that Josiah begins is found in 2 Kings 22. We read about him in 2 Kings 22 and 23 and 2 Chronicles 34 and 35. If you're following along in the Daily Bible, that's a great way to do it, because it reads all of those scriptures without a lot of repetition, and it goes back and forth a bit. Maybe hard to keep up, but for the most part, I think it's a great way. 2 Kings 22 begins this way. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. His mother name was Jedidah, daughter of Adiah. She was from Boscath. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and followed completely the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. Great commentary on Josiah, and that's what will be said about him at the end of his life as well. Even though he started out very young, he was only 8 years old when he became king. Scripture continues in 2 Kings 22, verse 3. In the 18th year of his reign, King Josiah sent the secretary Shaphan, son of Azaliah, the son of Meshulam, to the temple of the Lord. He said, "Go up to Hilkiah the high priest and have him get ready the money that has been brought into the temple of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have collected from the people." So there was a lot of money that had been collected, and the question is, just like today, what's being done with it? Is there anybody accountable for it? And Josiah has one of his men, one of his assistants, go up to the temple to Hilkiah, the high priest, that year, and have him get that money ready. And he says, have them entrust it to the men appointed to supervise the work on the temple. There was some reforms that were being needed. And have these men pay the workers who repair the temple of the Lord, the carpenters, the builders, and the masons. Also have them purchase timber and dress stone to repair the temple, but they need not account for the money entrusted to them because they are honest in their dealings. What a great commentary on the men that had been selected to do this work. Josiah says, make sure that they get paid. Make sure that they get the money they need because they're honest workers and they're doing what is needing to be done. And so Josiah has all these Levites, the descendants of Levi, and the priests in the temple area, and they are calling on all the people from Judah and Benjamin, the two tribes that remain loyal to the line of King David. And so they were the servants and the citizens of the southern kingdom of Judah in Jerusalem and surrounding areas, and they were the ones that were going to be doing the work. And the Levites were supervising that work, and the workers were being paid. Scripture says in 2 Kings 22, the workers labored faithfully. And it talks about those who were over them, the Levites, and all who were skilled in doing the various works, secretaries, scribes, gatekeepers, everyone. Well, then it turns interesting. At age 8, Josiah becomes king. At age 16, he begins to seek the Lord. And now, at age 20, he's beginning some reforms. And here's what happens in 2 Kings. It's recorded in chapter 22 and also 2 Chronicles 34. While they were bringing out the money that had been taken into the temple of the Lord, Hilkiah, the priest, found the book of the law of the Lord that had been given through Moses. Hilkiah said to Shaphan the secretary, I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord. He gave it to Shaphan, who read it. Then Shaphan took the book to the king and reported to him, your officials are doing everything that has been committed to them. They have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord and have entrusted it to the supervisors and workers. Then Shaphan the secretary informed the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. Can you imagine the Jews still having Solomon's temple, still having the holy place and the holy of holies and all of that? Yes, there had been threats to it through the years, the Assyrians and others, but it's all still standing for now. And yet, they don't know where the book of the law is. They don't even know what it is. And they go through and they are beginning to make repairs and renovations and all of that work's going on. And they find the book of the law, the book of the law of Moses. And they take it to the priest. The priest gives it to the secretary. The secretary reads it. He takes it to the king. And King Josiah has it read in his presence. What happens now? 2 Kings 34, starting in verse 19, tells us, when the king heard the words of the law, he tore his robes. He gave these orders to Hilkiah, Hakiam, the son of Shaphan, Abdon, son of Micah, Shaphan, the secretary, and Asaiah, the king's attendant. Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the remnant in Israel and Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that is poured out on us because those who have gone before us have not kept the word of the Lord. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written in this book. And if you've been following along with your daily Bible reading or with these studies, you know that there's a lot in that book of the law about blessings that come with obedience and curses and destruction and punishment, severe punishment that comes with disobedience. And as that book of the law is read in the presence of King Josiah, still a very young man, Josiah begins to mourn. He tears his clothes. He puts on the ashes of mourning, and he calls out to his attendants and his priest and all of them, and he tells them, go inquire of the Lord for us what we should do, because we are in danger of falling under the punishment of these words. The king repented. The king knew that what was written in that law was applied to them because they had not been obedient. Hilkiah and those the king had sent with him went to speak to the prophet Huldah, who was the wife of Shallum, son of Tokath, the son of Hazra, keeper of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem in the new quarter. Obviously, this woman was a woman who had the gift of prophecy from the Lord. She said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man who sent you to me, King Josiah, this is what the Lord says. I am going to bring disaster on this place and its people, all the curses written in the book that has been read in the presence of the king of Judah. I'm going to bring disaster to Jerusalem," she says, "because they have forsaken me, speaking for God, and burned incense to other gods and aroused my anger by all that their hands have made, worshiping the creation and idolatry rather than the Lord, the Creator. Because they have done this," the Lord says, "my anger will be poured out on this place and will not be quenched." And that's exactly what's going to happen, not for a while. It's going to be probably about 60 or so years. So it's not very far away. But she says that's going to happen. "Tell the king of Judah," she continues, "who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you heard. Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before God when you heard what he spoke against this place and its people, and because you humbled yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. Now I will gather you to your ancestors and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I am going to bring on this place and on those who live here." Josiah was heard because he repented before the Lord in great sincerity and genuineness of heart. He wept. He tore his robes. He cried out to God because he knew that he and his people were guilty. And the fact that they didn't have the word, the law, the book of the law, until they found it was no excuse, and he knew that. And he calls out to God for mercy, and God hears him and he answers him and he tells him, "Okay, your generation is going to be spared, but I can tell you it's going to happen. You won't see it because your heart melted in my presence, but it will happen." 2 Kings 34 verses 29 and 30 says this: "Then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the peoples of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, all the people from the least to the greatest. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the temple of the Lord." I have found the book of the law. That book, those words were read to King Josiah. King Josiah repented and wept before the Lord. And then he gathered all the people in the southern kingdom of Judah together, and he read the book of the law before them. 2 Chronicles 34, verse 31 continues, "The king stood by his pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord, to follow the Lord and keep his commands, statutes, and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in the book. Then he had everyone in Jerusalem and Benjamin pledge themselves to it. The people of Jerusalem did this in accordance with the covenant of God, the God of their ancestors. Just as the king repented from deep within his heart, he also committed to follow the commands, statutes, and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, to obey the words of the covenant written in that book of the law." There was never a king like Josiah. He was someone who was very special in the history of God's people. Can't find a more righteous king then King Josiah, once he hears these words of the law. The king ordered Hilkiah, the high priest, the priest next in rank, and the doorkeepers to remove from the temple of the Lord all the articles made for Baal and Asherah and all the starry hosts. He burned them outside Jerusalem. He did away with the idolatrous priests appointed by the kings of Judah to burn incense on the high places of the towns of Judah and on those around Jerusalem. He took the Asherah pole from the temple of the Lord to the Kidron Valley outside Jerusalem and burned it there. He ground it to powder and scattered the dust over the graves of the common people. He tore down the quarters of the male shrine prostitutes that were in the temple of the Lord, the quarters where women did weaving for Asherah. Asherah and Baal, the god and goddesses of the Babylonians and the people of the land, the Canaanites. And the people of Israel had prostituted themselves before the god of Baal and the goddess of Asherah. And they were worshiping the false gods that were not gods at all. And all the starry host and Josiah tore everything down, had it burned in the presence of the Lord and in the presence of the people. And he made sure they all knew. The king also desecrated the high places that were east of Jerusalem, the ones Solomon, king of Israel, had built for Ashtoreth, the vile goddess of the Sidonians, for Chemosh, the vile god of Moab, and for Molech, the detestable god of the people of Ammon. Those were some of the gods that the people of Israel actually sacrificed their children for. It's a horrible, horrible time. But now King Josiah sees all of this, and he's destroying it all. Josiah smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah poles and covered the sites with human bones. Furthermore, Josiah got rid of the mediums and spiritists, the household gods, the idols, and all the other detestable things seen in Judah and Jerusalem. This he did to fulfill the requirements of the law written in the book that Hilkiah the priest had discovered in the temple of the Lord. I have found the book of the law. And Josiah took it seriously enough that he began to carry everything out. King Josiah removed all the detestable idols from all the territory belonging to the Israelites, and he had all who were present in Israel serve the Lord their God. As long as he lived, they did not fail to follow the Lord, the God of their ancestors. What a great tribute to this young man, this young king. He was only 8 years old when he began to be king, when he was called to be king, when his father died, and he was 39 years old when he died. And yet, these are all the faithful works that Josiah did. I'm reminded of the scripture that Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but follow God faithfully. Be an example to the others in word and deed and everything you say and everything you do. King Josiah was just exactly that. Even the altar at Bethel, 2 Kings 23 says, the high place made by Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had caused Israel to sin, even that altar and high place he demolished. He burned the high place and ground it to powder and burned the Asherah pole also. Remember, it was Jeroboam, son of Nebat, when Rehoboam, the king, the son of King Solomon, failed to take the advice of his elders and caused the division in the nation of Israel. The northern tribes went to the north and became the kingdom of Israel. The southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin, remained faithful to King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, and became the nation of Judah with its capital, Jerusalem. Never a righteous king in the northern kingdom. Can't find one. But you can find a few in the southern kingdom of Judah, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and now Josiah. It's amazing, the reform that Josiah begins. And then in 2 Chronicles 35, Josiah celebrated the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem, and the Passover lamb was slaughtered on the 14th day of the first month, just like the book of the law that they found said to do. Josiah observed the Passover, and he calls everyone in the kingdom to come and observe the Passover along with him. Even the tribes, the people that were surviving from the descendants of the Jews in the northern kingdom of Israel, were encouraged to come down to Jerusalem and worship the Lord according to the book of the law that they had found. The Israelites, 2 Chronicles 35 says, the Israelites who were present celebrated the Passover at that time and observed the festival of unleavened bread for 7 days. The Passover had not been observed like this in Israel since the days of the prophet Samuel, and none of the kings of Israel had ever celebrated such a Passover as did Josiah, with the priests, the Levites, and all Judah and Israel who were there with the people of Jerusalem. This Passover was celebrated in the 18th year of Josiah's reign. He was 26 years old. And yet this young king had heard the reading of the book of the law, had repented before the word of the Lord, and had decided to be a man of action. And he went out and he began this great period of reforms, named king at age 8 when his father dies. At age 16, it says he began to seek the Lord. And then at age 20, he began these reforms that culminates in this wonderful Passover celebration when he is only 26 years old. Josiah was an incredible, incredible leader, an incredible, incredible man. And these words are written, the other events of Josiah's reign and his acts of devotion in accordance with what is written in the law of the Lord, all the events from beginning to end are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And listen to what some of those words say about this great king in 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 25. Neither before nor after Josiah was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his strength in accordance with the law of Moses. Just as Jesus would take that to be the greatest commandment, to worship the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind, that's what King Josiah did when that book of the law was found. He began to seek the Lord at a very young age. And then when he realized that they had been disobedient to the will and the word, the commandments of the Lord, when that book of the law was read to him, he repented. He responded. And starting with the king himself, he called on all the people to live faithfully in obedience to the words of this book of the law. One of the things that's said about King Josiah when he dies in 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 33, Josiah had all who were present in Israel serve the Lord their God. As long as he lived, they did not fail to follow the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Something similar is said about Joshua, the man who led Israel into the promised land after the death of Moses. It says that the Israelites were faithful to the law of the Lord during the lifetime of Joshua and during the lifetime of the priests and other leaders who outlived Joshua. If they just had lived during his time, they remained faithful. Similarly, for Josiah, all of the Israelites who lived during his time, they did not fail to follow the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Israel. And so my question to you today is, have you found the book of the law? Do you know the book of the law of the Lord our God? Josiah's reign is truly a high point in the history of Judah, but it will not be enough to atone for 300 years of sinning on the part of the people of God. And God ultimately will bring the judgment and punishment that he has promised, and he will. Josiah is followed after his death by three of his sons who reign over a period of time over the southern kingdom of Judah and one of his grandsons. And it's during his last son who reigns, Zedekiah, that the Babylonians come in 586 BC, only 60 or so years after Josiah had become king. They come and they destroy Solomon's grand temple and destroy the city of Jerusalem and take the Israelites away, kill King Zedekiah and his sons, and take the people away into captivity. But for now, during the reign of King Josiah, there is a great celebration. There is a great time of reform, and there is a great time of repentance, of rejuvenation, of restoration, of obedience to the one true and living God, the Lord God, the God of Moses, the God of David, the Creator himself. And how did it all begin? It began when this was found. We have found the book of the law, it was said. And let me ask you today, do you know this book? Do you know this book of the law? Can you find it in your house? Can you find it on your phone and on your laptop? Do you read it? Do you read it? And once you read it, will you be like Josiah? Will you hear those words and read those words and let those words take hold in your heart? Because if you do, I promise you, there will be a wonderful revolution in your soul, a heart that becomes cut to the depth of its existence, to turn to the Lord your God in humble obedience, just as King Josiah did. He followed the Lord wholeheartedly, becoming king at age 8, continuing on, and at age 16, seeking to serve the Lord. And then at age 20, right about the time Jeremiah begins to preach, deciding to lead the people of Judah into great reforms, and having that amazing time of destroying all of those places of worship, serving the Lord and only the Lord, and having that wonderful Passover celebration. My dear friend, I hope and pray that you will find your book of the law, your copy of the book of the law, and that you will read it, and that you will take it to heart like King Josiah did, and that you will let that book of the law inform your life and how you should live, how you should worship, how you should treat other people, and serve the Lord wholeheartedly with all your heart, all the days of your life, just as King Josiah did. We'll continue our study through this great, incredible book of God, the Bible, on Thursday afternoon. I look forward to seeing you then.